Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow, now streaming on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Hello and welcome to the 24/7 Sports College Basketball Show. I'm your host, Trey Scott. Today, we are counting down 24/7 Sports' preseason top 25 rankings with the help of national basketball writer Kevin Flaherty. Before we get started, we'd love for you guys to head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating. Let's go.
Out of the West Coast Conference, St. Mary's went 22-12 a year ago, beat Gonzaga in the conference tournament, and then lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament to Villanova. Kevin, now the Gaels returned 4 starters, and they're number 23 in your preseason poll. What do you like about them?
I love their experience. You know, they're one of the bigger what-ifs in the top 25 because they were so close to missing the NCAA tournament last year, and probably but for all intents and purposes should have. You know, if they hadn't gotten the auto bid, they started off 15-10, 16-4, just a game over 500 in the West Coast Conference, and that's not exactly an NCAA tournament resume. But, you know, all of a sudden they won 7 of 8 games. One of their losses was to Gonzaga at the end of the regular season. They then avenged that loss to Gonzaga, shocking, I think, the college basketball world, by beating Gonzaga by 13 points in that WCC tournament championship game to win the conference's auto bid. And then they threw one heck of a scare into Villanova in the first round before losing. And when you look at this year's team, they bring back 4 starters, every key bench piece from that team. And they add in Aaron Menzies, who was supposed to factor in on last year's team. 7'3" center, so you know the one starter that St. Mary's is missing is their center. So this is a guy who might have started last year at that spot. He averaged double-digit points at Seattle before transferring and then had the injury last year. Him getting that extra year from the NCAA, basically you have 5 starters returning, and you have almost every key player returning from the team that sort of found itself at the end of last year. And so when you add all of that together, all of that experience, Gonzaga is probably going to be at least a little bit down from where it was a year ago. St. Mary's has a chance to put together one heck of a season this year.
I was going to ask about Gonzaga. The gulf between these two schools, is it shrinking? I know Gonzaga is usually just sensational. St. Mary's, though, has made 12 straight NCAA tournaments. I feel like they don't get the love that a Gonzaga would, and they're not making Final Fours. I get that. What has kept them so competitive, though?
You know, a lot of it is they've been able to evaluate international players. They've done sort of a really nice job of being sort of what Gonzaga used to be, when Gonzaga was sort of this cute, fluffy mid-major, and oh, look at the success that Gonzaga's having. Before Gonzaga started recruiting at the level that Gonzaga's recruiting at now, before Gonzaga started landing, you know, just these super high-profile transfer guys that they've landed over the past few classes. And so Gonzaga's still going to be a level up on St. Mary's in terms of talent. But I think that the big thing that they've done at St. Mary's, whether it was, you know, having the Aussie center Jock Landale a couple years ago, who was an All-America type guy, with Jordan Ford and Malik Fitz, you know, and having those evaluations this year, they've just been able to find guys that really fit. And so while they haven't quite been Gonzaga, and they aren't going to be Gonzaga from a talent standpoint, I think this year, maybe this is a year where St. Mary's added experience level, because Gonzaga is starting over in a lot of spots, you know, helps put them into contention for that number one spot in the West Coast Conference.
Can you wake our listeners up about Jordan Ford? Scored 21 points a game last year. Shot 41% from 3-point range. People should be paying attention to him, right?
Yeah, he's terrific. And he's especially good when you pair him with Malik Fitz, because those two just, they work together. You know, we see these combinations in college basketball where, you know, you have a guard and you have a forward, you have a center, and they just seem like they were almost destined to play together. That's Ford and Fitz, and both of those guys can shoot from the outside. Both of them can really score. Ford's such an efficient guard. And with the other player in their backcourt, Tommy Cousy, he's a guy that is less scorer and is more, you know, sort of an X factor guy. He's not even pass first. He's just sort of, he does a lot of the little things for them. Having a big time scorer like Ford that you know is going to roll out of bed, not just get you 20 points, but do so without having to take, you know, 30 shots. It's such a valuable piece to have. And when you're looking at St. Mary's and into the NCAA tournament and potentially projecting them to, say, make it to the second weekend or so, I think it all starts with guard play. And Jordan Ford is the main reason why St. Mary's could have that sort of guard play this year.
Well, that'll do it for our look at number 23, St. Mary's. Next up, as we count down in the 24/7 Sports preseason college basketball top 25, we're going to take a look at number 22.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.